We would like to speak to you a bit about the difference between mental and chosen skills and connected skills. You are in a time now where there is a great deal happening in the world, and we not only want to be encouraging of you to develop more your intuitive responses to things and to understand that your intuitive responses are powerful, not light or airy, but are actually quite powerful. And that is when the intuitive skills are connected to the universe and to the wisdom in your own heart. When that connection, when that triangle is created, it is most powerful. We certainly would not ask you to separate from the skills that you know about, that you think about, the logic that you use. But there are times in life when you are involved in certain activities and certain kinds of changes, when you need to be able to use the higher level of problem solving, the higher level, the level that is connected. We mention this because in the coming year and a half, because of the nature of the changes, not only in your world but in you, you are going to want that part of you to be developed. We want you to be able to go to connect and to allow the intuitive part of yourself to become stronger. And then as you move along, to discern about the times when you want to use that connected information. Always there will be times when you can use your thought processes and your brains to figure things out, and that is wonderful. But there are times when you are going to need more intuitive power. And so we want you to be aware that this is an excellent time not to try to do that, but to allow that. This is probably one of the most challenging things about being human, because when there is a challenge, the tendency is to move into fear, because you do not know how it is all going to turn out. And so when you move to fear, then you move almost exclusively to your brain. But what we are saying to you is that if you can breathe through that fear and quiet your center and call on those very powerful intuitive processes that are aligned with your guidance and with the universe, you are going to then become powerful in ways that you may not have been before. And these things will serve you very well. So we mentioned that as a, what you have a thing you call it, a preview of coming attractions. That is, this is the skill that you are going to need for those attractions. So, if you will begin to breathe easily and deeply. Follow your breath. And breathe a cleansing energy up from the earth, an energy that removes fear in the root, that washes away fear and judgment in the second center, that helps you to clear emotions in the solar plexus, that restores the powerful function of the heart. The cleansing energy that removes anything you may speak to yourself that would limit you or narrow your vision in any way. Breathe the cleansing energy up and into the third eye. And feel that cleansing restore the powers of the third eye, the power to intuit, the power to connect the intuition to your own high self, to your teachers, to the universe, and know that this connection is the natural one. Feel the cleansing energy come up and open the crown, and let the crown open as it was intended to open, so that you are willing and able to receive all that you need, all that will make you joyful and abundant and wise. Feel the crown open and able to receive all of that. And as you breathe, feel your own energy rising up through your body. And feel it leave through the crown. And let your awareness take in the universe, the beauty and the balance of it. Feel the coolness of the wind and the perfect balance of the planets and the stars. And feel the benevolent energy that surrounds you on your path and all that you wish to create and all that you wish to do. And become aware that you have taken on wings that are made of energy, and that they lift you up in the most natural of ways, higher in the night sky, but free. And see ahead of you the light that opens to allow you in to the high place that is your place. And feel how you are filled as you move into this place. See what is around you. And find that there are three paths that move you upward, to the left, through the center, to the right. And choose the one of those paths that draws you, and allow the path to take you to your teacher. To be in that energy where you are connected and wise and intuitive, and spend this time with the teacher. when you have been with your teacher, know that the teacher has blessed you and given you a gift, resting your mind. Know in a deep way what you have been given. Thank the teacher who has been here with you. Breathe in the fullness of the place where you are. And feel the expansion of your energy wings. And move in any way you wish to move through the sky. And let the wings bring you to the path again. And come from the path into the room again. Find for those who sit with you a message or a gift. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.